Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
Welcome, everyone, to our Lemon Grove Mayoral Candidates Forum with East County Magazine. I'm Miriam Raftery, your moderator, and we are delighted today to have all three candidates running for the office, Mayor Raquel Vasquez and Council Members Allison Snow and Leanna LeBaron. Henry Magala is joining us as our timekeeper for the evening. And thanks to all of you out there who are watching on Facebook Live. We'll also be posting the whole forum up on our site at East County Magazine later, along with a write-up on it. So without further ado, it's time for opening statements. I will say this race is unusual in that all three candidates are currently serving on the city council or as mayor. So we've got some very experienced folks here tonight. Can each of you please give us a 2-minute opening statement? Tell us about yourself, including, since you're elected officials, what accomplishments you're most proud of and what your major goals are if you're elected or reelected as mayor. Raquel, we'll start with you.
Hi. My name is Raquel Vasquez. I am the current mayor for the city of Lemon Grove, and I'm running for re-election because I believe in the future of our city, and I want to continue the work that we started together. Now, as a mother of two daughters who grew up in Lemon Grove, a wife of 31 years to a retired Navy veteran, and a 26-year local municipal government public relations employee, my commitment to this community is personal. I've always believed in the power of service, and that is what drives me every single day to create a better, safer, and more vibrant Lemon Grove for our families. Now, we made some real progress from improving public safety to enhancing our infrastructure, but there's so much more to be done. If you are inspired to keep Lemon Grove moving forward, then I encourage you to join me on this journey of service and progress for our beloved city. Again, my name is Raquel Vasquez. I'm mayor for the city of Lemon Grove and so very happy to join you tonight.
Thank you so much, Raquel. Allison, could you please give us your opening statement?
Hi, I'm Allison Snow, and I'd just like to thank Miriam and East County Magazine for being able to pull this together. I know it's like herding cats to get us all on the same schedule, and really, truly appreciate the effort that you put into making sure we were all here.
Thank you.
I am a lawyer, an educator, and a mom. I've got 5 kids that I raised here in this community. I've been an AYSO soccer mom and a Lemon Grove Little League fry cook and stuff. I love this town. And there's things that I can do to help move us forward. I came from big law. I worked for 6 years over at DLA Piper and was able to represent significant corporate clients there. And when I came back in 2008 from maternity leave, one of our next clients was going to be a corporate level executive over at Countrywide. So anybody who is familiar in 2008 and Countrywide, there was a major debacle in the lending industry. And big part of it was because we took away ability to repay as one of the requirements. And Countrywide was basically the architect of that. And I decided I should be helping the people that lost their jobs and were losing their homes and not that gentleman. And so I decided to leap and go to Legal Aid Society of San Diego. And there I helped save people's homes. And I want to tell you about Mr. Unser. Mr. Unser was a 70-year-old gentleman who came into my office and whose property taxes went from $300 a year to $17,000 a year. He made $11,000 a year on Social Security. So there was no way that he could ever pay this program back. And it didn't live up to the promises that were offered to him. So I dug into it. I figured out what the program was. And then I went on a path of not just solving the problem for him, but taking on the challenge state level and nationally. I figured out who my partners needed to be. I even mind mapped it and figured out I needed the attorney general. I need the mortgage servicers who used to be on the other side of things when I first started out in 2008. And then I got everybody together on the page. And in the end, I was able to not just save things for him, but for the net nationally and the state. So I'm going to take the same power and problem solve for our streets, our housing issues, homelessness, and for our businesses. Allison Snow for Progress in Lemon Grove.
Thank you. And candidates, please keep an eye on the chat for the reminders when you're at 15 seconds so we don't have to cut anyone off in the middle of their sentences. Thank you, Allison, very much. Leanna, let's hear your opening statement, please.
Hello, everybody. Thank you to everybody who is watching this live on social media. Miriam, thank you so much for hosting this and for Henry for being our timekeeper here. First, I want to say that I am a mother. I'm a Lemon Grove native. I'm a former Lemon Grove Planning Commissioner. I'm currently a city council member, one of the newest elected, and actually the youngest and the first elected Latina to the city of Lemon Grove City Council. I'm also a sales professional. And it's via those experiences that I have this very unique ability to wear multiple hats, but at the same time, be a person of action, somebody who actually makes plans and then sees things through to the end. I did want to say first off that I want to applaud the others who are running for office. It does take a lot of courage to do this. And then I also want to say, like everything in life, getting something done requires a team. It's not anything that's going to be done by any one person, which is why in my bid for mayor, I am running in full support of two people who are running for city council. They are salt of the earth kind of people. They have the community's backing. It's Steve Fayi and Jessica Heredia for city council. And I just want to let everybody know that those are people that I wholeheartedly support in moving the city forward towards progress. That said, you asked Miriam what our goals are. Well, my honest goal is probably the most basic goal that I have in being the next mayor, if that is what the community so chooses, is that I want to give people, the people of Lemon Grove, honest and passionate representation. It's something that they feel that they currently don't have, unfortunately, but that they're very hungry for. The people express to me not feeling heard, and they want leadership that will listen and work for them. So that's my goal in this mayoral bid, is just to stand up for the people of Lemon Grove and get them a voice that they currently don't feel that they have.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next question deals with homelessness, and we'll take 2 minutes on this one since it's a complex issue. Lemon Grove has over 200 homeless residents, so I would like to hear from each of you what solutions you support to address the homelessness issue and where you stand on things like shelters, sleeping cabins, as well as do we need day facilities for the homeless during extreme heat or winter weather? Or perhaps you have some other ideas. Let's see, Allison, it's your turn to go first on this one.
So I ran on a platform of helping housing and homelessness the last time I ran, and I really hit the ground running as soon as I got into office. Within 2 weeks, I sat down with the city manager to identify what Lemon Grove was doing to help its homeless population. And I will tell you, it wasn't much. It was about $30,000 of the budget, and it was a couple times a week being able to go out and do some outreach. That is not going to solve a problem. And as a result, it has exponentially grown. So I have been working with county leaders, federal representatives, nonprofit organizations, bringing everybody I can to come together and figure out how to address this, not just for Lemon Grove, but regionally as well. And as a result, one of the things that we were able to get accomplished was Supervisor Montgomery Stepp and the other County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to make Lemon Grove a pilot program and bring us the county resources that we would never be able to afford on our own. And that's rolling out immediately. So that's going to address some of the immediate issues that we have. And it will provide outreach, it will provide housing navigation, case management, and then we have the access to all the county resources, mental and behavioral health solutions. And that really drives to what makes people homeless and what keeps people homeless, for especially chronically ill. People who are just in this cycle and can't lift themselves out. Then we have the people who want help, who are working, but just can't afford $30,000 a month for rent. For those folks, we need to have bridge housing so that they can get back on their feet and make it. And I think the tiny shelters are the perfect solution for that. where we have the ability to get them wraparound services, workforce training to help them level up their skill sets and be able to have case management on site. And they're able to shut the door at night. They're able to have their pets there. And we have 200 students in our school district that don't know where they're going to sleep tonight. That is not okay. And so I'm bringing solutions to homelessness for our community.
Very good. Thank you, Allison. Leanna, tell us your ideas, please, on homelessness.
Thank you, Miriam, for the question. As I've gone door to door asking people what their top three concerns are, one of their top concerns is homelessness. They have experienced by living here that the neglect and the situation with our unhoused population, it's gotten to the point to where it's not safe for anybody. Since elected in 2020, I've been a person who has been very, very involved in making sure that whatever companies, nonprofits that the city of Lemon Grove is working with are actually servicing our homeless community well. That means that all the money isn't going towards admin, that it's not top heavy, but that these resources are actually getting to the most vulnerable, which are unhoused neighbors. Something that I plan to do to address homelessness is to ensure that as, like I said, if the community so chooses, that as the head of our community, that I am working together with county and state agencies to ensure that our city is receiving its proper share of help and funds in order to address homelessness, then that those funds are being used properly. And furthermore, that we're not just coming up with band-aid solutions to homelessness, but that we're actually attempting to address the root causes of what we're seeing on the streets. Because what we're seeing on the streets is somebody's baby who is in such a state of having lost their agency because they've been consumed by mental health issues, drug abuse, a lot of things that are plaguing our society. We're seeing them in their worst state to where they're out on the streets, and that's not humane at all. So something that my plan is to tackle the root issues. Some people have lost their sense of agency, so they're not necessarily able to make decisions to live in sleeping cabins. And while things like sleeping cabins and shelters are amazing, something that I'm going to be advocating for is treatment facilities, treating people's mental health issues, actually making people whole so that they have the ability to make sound decisions that puts them inside of things like shelters and access to long-term housing.
Thank you, Leanna.
My pleasure.
Raquel, can we please hear from you on the issue of homelessness?
Yes, Mayor Raquel Vasquez here. And I'll say this, that homelessness is a complex crisis that demands a comprehensive and compassionate response. And that is why I've been working hand in hand with our East County cities to create a regional approach. This regional effort will provide the resources, treatment, and housing. Homelessness has no zip code. And individuals, they shift between the 18 cities located throughout the county. But I want to point out that I want to keep our commitment to working with the East County cities on that regional approach. We actually signed a memorandum of understanding in 2022. And combining our efforts, our hope is to try and secure some of the local, state, and federal funding that is dedicated to homeless solutions. Now, I want to point this out that last year, we were able to help 400 people with housing being some of that. But I will recognize that, you know, the work still remains. On August 5th, mayors from all 18 cities, and that's including me, we united to sign a declaration supporting this regional approach. Now the declaration was signed at a symposium hosted by the San Diego Rescue Mission with support from the Rincon Tribe. And it really focused in on the power of partnerships to tackle homelessness. Each city committed to a by-name list of 10 unhoused individuals to receive targeted help toward permanent housing. And the city also held an event at Sun Garden Terrace on August 26th because we want to develop our own strategic plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question is on infrastructure. We'll take a minute each on this one. Infrastructure is, of course, a key concern of Lemon Grove residents, including roads, sidewalks, and after January, the floods there, storm drains as well. So what needs to be done to prevent future flooding and to improve the other infrastructure in our city? Leanna, you're first on this one.
Thank you, Miriam. So since taking office, I immediately got to work on understanding where all of our money is going, how the city is making decisions on what they plan to do over the course of the next couple of years. Something that I noticed very early on was that in our city, there's a real deficit of planning for preventative maintenance. For the longest time, our city has taken the stance of being a fix it when it absolutely is in the worst of conditions, when something has completely broken, as we saw in the case of Farson versus the city of Lemon Grove. That's a case where a Navy SEAL had to sue the city in order to get that pipe fixed. It was ruled that that was public infrastructure and that it was the city's obligation to fix that. Well, from the very beginning, I was a huge advocate for taking care of our public infrastructure and not burdening our taxpayers by making them believe that broken infrastructure was something that they would have to take care of. So as to the question of what I plan on doing for that, I plan on implementing plans of maintaining our infrastructure and having a plan for what we're going to do forward with our storm drains, what we're going to do with our roads, because this process of deferring stuff or the idea that it's okay to defer stuff just isn't panning out. As we see when we drive our roads, the neglect in our streets, it's to a point where it's intolerable.
Thank you. Raquel, Mayor Vasquez, can we hear from you on infrastructure, please?
Yes. So when I came on board in 2016 as mayor, the city was investing only $125,000 in fixing streets. And but today I'll mention that this year we're investing $5.4 million in fixing streets. That's a big difference. And just know that there is a $171,000. I'm sorry, not $1,000, but $1 million, $171 million backlog in infrastructure improvements. Now, that did not happen overnight. That happened because simply the funding was not there to fix and maintain the infrastructure. But as I mentioned, we're investing $5.4 million this year, and $2 million of that money is being invested in some of our worst streets throughout our neighborhoods. There's actually 27 segments that are on the list. The bid is out right now, and soon you'll be able to see that work happen. Also, regarding the storm drains, in 2020, under my leadership, we created the first storm drain, and it's actually called the Drainage Master Plan. And what that does is it positions the city in such a way so that when grant opportunities present itself, then we can go ahead and actively apply for the funding to get it done. You see, the work is necessary, but we need the funding to make it happen. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks to all of you for tackling the infrastructure question. Next up,
Miriam, this is Allison. I'd like to tackle it too, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
Please. No worries.
Council Member Seale, go ahead.
All right. So you will not find a single one of us here who doesn't prioritize streets, sidewalks, streetlights, and our storm drains. The problem is that we need the money to do it. The reason why back in 2016, only $125,000 was spent wasn't because the will of the council was not to fix roads. It was because money didn't exist. And so now we have increased in funding, and a lot of that $5.4 million came from the American Recovery Act funds. We need continued sources of funding, and whoever's in that office needs to be able to bring money into Lemon Grove. So I've spent a lot of time trying to bring money into Lemon Grove. So I have been on the California Jobs First, which is money coming down from the federal government to the state for disinvested communities just like ours, but you got to have a seat at the table to get part of that pie. I am there. I am on the East County Chamber of Commerce because we have to support our businesses if we want to increase our revenue. I got their endorsement because of what I've done to help our local businesses. I am on the East County Economic Development Council to help bring in more jobs and workforce partnerships to maximize the efforts. We've also been able to participate in a revolving loan program that helps our new businesses be able to survive those first couple of hard years when you can't get traditional forms of financing. We're getting them loans so that they can survive. But I am the one that has a plan and the ability and the experience in solving these problems. And revenue is a big problem. And that is the biggest problem to fixing these streets.
Thank you. Revenue is actually the next issue here. As we know, Lemon Grove has a more limited budget than some of the other cities in East, well, than any of the other cities in East County. So a couple of things on that. Some people have suggested disincorporating and going back to the county. I would like to hear from each of you about whether you favor or oppose disincorporation. You know, should Lemon Grove stay an incorporated city? And also, do you favor or oppose the sales tax initiative that is on the ballot for Lemon Grove voters right now? Or have any other, you know, ideas for bringing in revenues? Let's see. It is Mayor Vasquez, your turn to go first.
Yes.
We'll do a minute and a half on this one. So,
yes, we should remain a city. And we should support the tax measure. And it is because we are an amazing community and we are worthy of ourselves. And I'll tell you this, during my leadership, we have achieved financial stability and we have increased our revenues by 40% and improved our credit score. But not only that, we have won awards for transparency and accountability. And I'm so very happy to lead those efforts. But as the rise of cost to operate remains and it will continue, we gotta make sure that we set the city up in such a way that we continue to be viable. So yes, I support Measure T. Yes, I support investing every single dollar in a safer, clean city that has great streets to drive on and that has more services available to our residents and a thriving economy. I support that. And Measure T can help us get there. Just know that with the measure, and I hope everyone takes a look at it, it incorporates an oversight committee that will monitor every single dollar that's generated. But not only that, that oversight committee will make recommendations to the city council on how that funding shall be spent. So that's my take on both of those issues. And I appreciate to be part of this community, part of Lemon Grove. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Snow, your thoughts on the budget issues, you know, whether or not the city should disincorporate, and your thoughts on the sales tax or any other ideas to bring more money into the city.
So during the January floods, I went out to the homes of the people that were impacted, and I got to walk the properties that had giant sinkholes where their kids no longer can play, where they had to put up their own yellow tape to protect their families from being further injured. And that's not okay. And a lot of that is because when we were county, just nobody cares. And so as a city, we can do things to protect ourselves. But as a county, nobody was really caring about what developers did in our communities. Now we can enforce those and make sure that our community is safer. And so I am very opposed to disincorporation. I love this little town. And I love the values that we hold as a community. I will tell you, my happy place is going door to door and talking to the people that live here. We have incredible folks that are here. I also am in favor of Measure T. That is a sales tax measure. It's the 1 cent sales tax measure. And the mayor was very apt at describing it. It'll bring in about $5.9 million a year. She also pointed out that we have $171 million in deferred maintenance. There's still a large gap and we've got to figure out more ways to bring that in. And so the sales tax is just a piece of the puzzle. And we are figuring out continued other ways to do that. For example, we were able to reach out to our federal delegation and get money to help fix San Miguel Elementary School over here, the road that runs in front of it. And we're prioritizing the streets that run in front of schools and other priority locations. But this way, we'll be able to make sure that our community is safe by staying incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councilmember LeBaron, your thoughts on the disincorporation and the sales tax and revenue for the city. Go ahead, Leanna, it's your turn, please.
Thank you, Miriam. You asked questions about money, disincorporation, sales tax. I'll hit all those points. Improving our city requires money. That is indeed very true. And improving the city, it's going to start with the basics, which is the money. As the new mayor, I'm going to get the team behind taking an honest look at the money that we currently have. What I know is that perhaps things could be a lot better if city leadership managed the money that we currently take in, the public's money, a little wiser. As to the question of disincorporation, from what I've heard, people want to explore disincorporation because they feel that they are very disconnected from the current city leadership, and they feel that they are not being represented well. By and large, that's the reason why people are willing to entertain something as drastic as disincorporation. Regarding the sales tax, some of you may know that I was very involved in the sales tax increase back in 2019, 2020, 2018. I was a volunteer for that, and I went door to door, and by and large, what people told me when I knocked on their door was, honey, you seem like you have a really good heart and that you want the best for your community. However, we're not willing to give the city leadership any more money because we do not trust how the city leadership is going to be spending our money. So if we're talking about a sales tax measure, I am for doing anything that is going to help our community. However, in government, what you will see is that in order for it to be healthy and fully functioning, it has to have the public's trust. And that's something that's currently lacking. I know that I will support something if it has promises guaranteed to the public that their tax dollars are going to be used for addressing their concerns, basically.
Sorry for the interruptions. Police helicopter flying overhead here. And I'm getting an internet unstable connection notice. Thank you, Cox Cable. So let's hope we'll just keep going and hope we can get through. Next question is on.
Thank you.
Let's see. Just a minute. Did everyone get a chance to answer that one? Let's see. Yes, they did. Next up is on housing. The state of California is urging all cities to increase their housing, especially affordable housing. And while the needs are significant, there's also been some concerns by some about older affordable housing being removed to make way for higher end homes or businesses. So I would like to know, what are your priorities for housing in Lemon Grove? Allison Snow, it is your turn to go first.
So housing is near and dear to my heart. I run the Housing Rights Legal Clinic over at the University of San Diego Law School. It's on my street. We had somebody on our street where their rents went up from $1,800 a month to $3,300 a month. And a family, two working parents with two kids just can't afford that. I can't afford $3,300 a month for rent. And so we have got to figure out a way to be able to help with the rents. And so there's solutions at every level. So one of the things is that we have to keep people housed who are housed right now. So we have to look at factors that will be able to keep people in their houses. I carved out $250,000 with the support of my colleagues to be able to address housing issues. And we could use some of that money for diversion programs where we could help, like, that family that had a $400 car payment.
I'm sorry, I forgot to state, but we'll do up to a minute and a half on this. And if people can do it in less, great. We can get more questions in, but a minute and a half max. Sorry. Go ahead. We'll give you an extra 10 seconds for that.
Perfect. So we will be able to keep those people housed with that extra money. So if they have a car breakdown and they fall $400 behind in their car payment or in their house payments because they had to get a car, and if they don't have their car, they can't get to work. And so it starts this bad cycle. Maybe we can use some of those funds to be able to make up the difference for there. We're currently in the process of asking for proposals to help with housing and homelessness issues. And so hopefully we can use some of that money for those type of programs. Another thing is we have to build more affordable housing. One of the ideas that I came in right away with was taking our senior center and building affordable senior housing on top of that. It takes about 10 to 12 years to be able to do that. So in the interim period, we're going to need some other solutions, but we need to have long-term goals. And that's one of our long-term goals, is to see more affordable housing built for folks. And then also for fairer market housing, but rethinking how we do it, because condos are less expensive, two-thirds the cost of an average single-family residence. So let's look at more condos and homes available for purchase through our downtown corridor. And then also looking at opportunities to bring additional affordable housing. Starter homes are a big deal. And if we can get people to come in and build starter homes, that will be a huge boon to our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. Liana, it is your turn. Let's hear from you on housing, how you would address that.
Thank you, Miriam. Housing is very important, of course, as we all see. People work very, very hard to be able to afford their rents, to be able to afford their home mortgages. And life is very, very tough. What I can say from a leadership perspective on housing is that when we're talking about building, we need to become a city, or we need to be a city, or have a mayor that is very pro-business, that's very pro-production and seeing results. Because what we see in the city right now is that there are a lot of people who are attempting to build They're attempting to build condos, townhouses, houses, ADUs. And the processes that we currently have in place at City Hall are very antiquated and are very cumbersome. They're not business friendly. They're not housing friendly. And that is something that as mayor, I'm definitely going to address, because I'm a very positive person. I believe in results. And I know that from a standpoint of customer service, when we have people who are desperate to provide more housing to people here in Lemon Grove, when they go to City Hall and they're approached with a frown, that's a really bad thing. That is not a good reputation that we want for our city. We want to be known as being a community that's going to welcome people to build ADUs, build houses, build condos, build townhouses, build homes, because that's going to make it a more level playing field for everybody who's seeking housing. And like I said, housing, we all work very hard to be able to afford our rents and our mortgages. That's kind of where I stand on housing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And my pleasure.
Raquel, let's hear from the current mayor on her ideas on housing.
Yes, I want to mention that under my leadership, Lemon Grove is the only city in the entire county of San Diego that met the state of California affordable housing mandate. In addition, out of the 483 cities in the state of California, only 13 cities met the affordable housing requirement. And Lemon Grove is one of that. That's a huge achievement, because there's no other city in the county of San Diego that met that requirement. And what that means is, when the governor said, hey, cities, we need for you to build housing, we made it so that developers could do just that. But also too, I want to talk about our downtown village specific plan. And as we are moving forward, we actually received a grant from SANDAG to essentially expand that plan. And that's a major step in shaping the future for our downtown area. And what does that mean to people? Not only will we be able to expand and grow economically, but we'll be able to provide housing as a part of our downtown corridor through mixed use, and to create a vibrant and welcoming space for both businesses and residents. So, you know, the goal is to make sure that we continue to build housing, and we're doing just that, but also to make sure that our downtown business corridor is thriving. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask each of you, what is your vision for enhancing that business community in Lemon Grove that Raquel touched on, including we've had some readers ask us about retaining existing businesses and also attracting new ones, such as several folks ask us about restaurants other than fast food and quality retail establishments and so forth. So let's see, we would like to hear from Council Member LeBaron, you're first on the business question. Let's do 1 minute each on the remaining questions.
Thank you so much. So regarding our downtown corridor, something that I did when I started in 2020 was that I witnessed that there was a really big disconnect between our leadership team, our community, our residents, our business community. And right away, I got started on creating those relationships, because the way that life works is it's relationship based. Everything we do in life, like I said at the very beginning, it's all done in a team. It's not something that any one single person is going to do. Understanding that, I've already created really good relationships with some of our local mom and pop businesses. They're actually very much in support of my bid for mayor. But what we started doing was having these meetings called bid meetings. So that stands for Business Improvement District. Now, we started the basics, which is creating relationships. And now we just need to mesh that with actual official support from City Hall. There is a plan. I'm not going to be able to speak on it a lot because I only have a minute, but I do have this plan laid out on my website and on my flyers that are going out. But I do have a plan on working together with our businesses in our downtown area to revamp that area.
Very good. Thank you so much. Mayor Vasquez, let's hear from you on your thoughts on bringing businesses to Lemon Grove and keeping businesses from leaving.
Yes, I'll say this. Under my leadership, we stimulated our business community and our economy with a economic stimulus program utilizing ARPA funds. We used $500,000 to start a gift card program that was very successful. And it really helped to keep business thriving within our business community. Also, I'll mention that when I started as mayor in 2016, we only had 216 businesses operating in our city. Today, we have over 400 businesses operating and generating tax dollars in our city. Now, looking forward to the future, just know that we are now partnering in an effort and investing $20,000. That's $20,000 in a small business revolving loan program for businesses. Mm-hmm. And with that investment, we are showing our commitment to building a stronger business community in Lemon Grove and in the East County area. And so that is what we're doing in this moment. And we're looking at ways to energize our business community with grants and funding, because at the end of the day, we know that it all comes down to the money. Thank you.
Very good. Councilmember Snow, let's hear from you on the question of business.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I went door to door to our businesses and asked them what they need from the city, what they want. And so the number one issue in our downtown area, in the Broadway area, the number one issue they wanted us to tackle was homelessness. It plagues the downtown area. People don't feel safe. The other issue is lighting. We need more ability to keep that area light. And then the other thing, when I spoke with businesses that they had issues with, were the business permitting process, getting your business license. And that was a difficult process, more difficult than it should be. And especially since that's a revenue generating function, we really want to make sure that that's working well. And then also our planning department is understaffed, and they were finding it difficult to timely get documents processed through our planning department. That's going to take money because we need to hire adequate staff to be able to process those better. But to support our businesses, I think those are the basic areas where we need to start. In addition, because of the work that I've done, again, I have been awarded the endorsement from the East County Chamber of Commerce. And that means I'm sitting there in these meetings, taking the tips and tricks and skills and resources back. What Mayor Vasquez had talked about the revolving loan, I'm actually delivering that information to our businesses. So like, they need to know about it. And I'm on the ground, boots on the ground, relaying that information to them. And that's why I've got their support. And so I'm a big supporter of our businesses and really looking forward to helping them more.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. The next question, I'm kind of borrowing one that the League of Women Voters gave the other night at the Assembly Candidates Forum that I thought elicited some interesting answers there. Elected officials, and all of you are currently office holders, often have to make tough and at times contentious decisions. So are there any actions in hindsight that you've taken that you might handle differently? And also, I'd like to ask, what steps will you take if you are elected or reelected as mayor, the leader of the city, to heal rifts that we've seen among some of the council and also build trust, you know, enhance the trust with community members? And it is Mayor Vasquez, your turn to go first on this question.
How much time here?
1 minute each on this, I think.
Yes, Mayor Raquel Vasquez, and I truly appreciate Lemon Grove's trust in me as your mayor. Just know that if you ever want to meet with me, I meet on Mondays after 4:30 with community members, businesses, and organizations to discuss the topic of your choice. So I have an open door policy as mayor, and anyone can send me an email and set up a meeting. But as I seek another term, my commitment remains the same. And that is to continue building a city where everyone feels a sense of belonging and can thrive. This election is important. And with several candidates bringing different perspectives and they're bringing their experiences to the table, while it is encouraging to see that, I believe that it's essential that we maintain experienced leadership to tackle the challenges ahead. And Lemon Grove right now, we need leaders who are ready to deliver from day one. And so those are my thoughts regarding your question. And thank you for allowing me to lead on behalf of the city of Lemon Grove.
Thank you very much. Councilmember Snow, could you address the questions of anything you might handle differently in hindsight and how you might work to enhance, you know, sort of, I guess, for lack of a better term, congeniality on the council and trust in the community?
Yes, I'm grateful for this question, actually, because that has been one of the issues going into city council meetings and where the city council isn't able to conduct meetings without animus. And it's just unfortunate, and it makes it an unpleasant place to come. So for our community, between each other. And so I've really striven to get along with my colleagues and make sure that we are improving the feel there. So I have done my best to make sure that we continue collegiality. And I can promise you, as mayor, I will make sure that we all feel safe and at the spots that we are occupying, that everybody's voice is heard. I will respect my council members' rights to speak and have the ability to have their voices heard. It has been an eye-opening to sit up there, and some of the things that have some of the restrictions that we have, it makes it difficult to have open conversations. So for that reason, I started doing community conversations where I go out into the community and with another council member, and we open it up to the public what they want to talk about. And so I encourage people, like, do it. The next one is on October 12th at Kunkel Park at noon. Come on out and share your thoughts and visions for Lemon Grove.
Very good. Thank you very much. And Councilmember LeBaron, can you please address the question of congeniality on the council and any actions or decisions that you might change in hindsight?
Thank you, Miriam, for this question. And I applaud my fellow council members for their responses, I'll say that. On any leadership team, we all don't need to agree. Actually, the strength of the team comes from having respect for one another. It's giving space for everyone to speak, to listen, and to allow everybody to share their opinions. And it doesn't matter if they differ. That is okay. And what I think that we've seen on our council team is that there's a lot of wanting to make or force all of us to think alike, and that has caused a lot of contention. However, my opinions regarding the public and trust, well, trust is something that's earned. We earn that by being honest. And honestly, that's all the people want from us as elected leaders. They want us to just lead them honestly. And as the new mayor, I promise the public that that is exactly what I'm going to do.
Thank you, Diana. Last question before the closing comments. We've had a number of people ask us if there are any plans or any way that you can foresee to get the rec center reopened more than it currently is, and also the senior center. Councilmember Snow, your thoughts on that?
I am all for reopening recreation and a senior center, but again, it comes down to money. And so there's not one of us on here that's against opening the senior center. There's not one of us against providing recreational services. In fact, I'd like to expand what we have. I've been talking to the youth in our community, and they love that skate park, and they wish they had a better skate park. And I would love to expand the skate park. We need to support our Lemon Grove Little League. We need to do a better job of bringing activity and recreation into our community. And I am wholeheartedly dedicated to that, but I am under no illusion that any of that can happen without increasing our coffers. And we need to be things like Measure T will allow us to have some of the nicer things in life so that we can actually bring those services back online. So I am really excited to be able to do that. I want parades. I want fun community fairs. Even my fundraising events, I've tried to replicate what I want in the community. So we had a really fun firefighter carnival type of affair in order to do fundraising, where we had families there, not bougie politicians coming together.
Thank you very much. Councilmember LeBaron, your thoughts on enhancing recreation or reopening the rec center and also the senior center for the senior folks out there in Lemon Grove?
Thank you. It's really unfortunate, Miriam, that the state of Lemon Grove is in such a level of neglect that we currently do not have a fully functioning rec center. We currently do not have a fully functioning senior center. Those are things that all healthy cities must have. It's something that I've advocated that we put our resources, time, effort, and energy into since I was elected. This city, bottom line, the city requires a culture change. It requires us from going from what we're currently at to a resident first approach. Our constituents matter, and we have to do things that they find favorable. And one of those things is putting our time and effort into investing into reopening the rec center and our senior center. And that is something that's not very difficult to do. It just takes a culture change at City Hall that starts from the top and us leveraging all the talent that we have in the city and amongst our leadership to make that happen.
Thank you. Mayor Vasquez, your thoughts on addressing this challenge of how to what it would take to reopen the rec center and or the senior center?
Thank you so very much. Mayor Vasquez here. And while the city of Lemon Grove does not offer a free recreation program, we provide a variety of activities for all ages. Our recreation center hosts athletic programs for youth and adults. There's after-school drop-in activities in collaboration with the Lemon Grove School District. And then the city of Lemon Grove, we actually have seasonal camps. We also organize special events like the Extravaganza, Trunk or Treat, which is coming up at the end of this month, health fairs, food distribution events, and more. But I'll say this, I am dedicated to ensuring our community has access to a valuable space, our recreation center. And because it creates connections, but also there's an opportunity for wellness. And to expand, we know that it takes more. And where does the more come from? Comes from the money. And that is why I am a supporter of Measure T. Thank you.
Very good. And now it is time for our closing statements. Thanks to everybody for staying on time. We've actually got caught up a minute or so. So if people want to take up to a minute and a half, I'd love to hear your closing statements, what you want the voters to know as they go to the polls or cast those mail-in ballots that everyone should have in their mailbox by now, as well as if you wish to mention any key endorsements or support that you have, and also where people can learn more about your candidacy. Councilmember LeBaron, may we please have your closing statement?
Thank you, Miriam. First, I want to say to everybody who's watching, thank you. My most prized and largest endorsement, and quite frankly, it's one of the only endorsements I actually really care about, is the endorsement of the people of this beautiful community. I love you, Lemon Grove. You guys have continually been by my side. You've encouraged me to do my job, which is representing you guys with the passion and honesty that you folks all deserve. And regardless of what happens this election cycle, I'm very proud of all the community coming together. And like I said, my largest endorsement or what I actually care about are the people who live in this community. Like I said at the beginning, I am a Lemon Grove native. I love the city wholeheartedly, and I'm super excited for the opportunity to become the first elected Latina mayor for the city of Lemon Grove. Thank you, Lemon Grove.
Thank you very, very much. And Mayor Vasquez, may we please have your closing statements?
Thank you so very much. I am so honored to serve as the incumbent mayor. And, you know, it is my desire to keep serving our city so that we can keep moving forward. You know, Lemon Grove deserves a steady and experienced leader. And I am that person. I'm known for my commitment to transparency and collaboration, and I tirelessly advocate for our community up and down the state of California. And I know that every single voice in our community is valuable, with a proven track record of delivering results. And we're talking real tangible results. I'm dedicated to representing our best interest. I'm dedicated to ensuring that we focus on improving our infrastructure and public safety and our community services, including passing the tax measure that will provide the necessary resources for a better future. You know, I just want to say that experience matters, and I will be honored to have your vote. Raquel Vasquez for mayor. You can visit my webpage. You just spell my name out, RaquelVasquez.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mayor Vasquez. And Councilmember Snow, I guess you get the last word tonight. May we have your closing statement, please?
So I was raised by hard workers, and I'm a hard worker myself. And the job of being a mayor requires hard work. It's a part-time job with a full-time curriculum. And I am willing to do the work. That is the reason why I got so many endorsements from our community, is because they see me out there doing the hard work that it takes to bring dollars into Lemon Grove, to bring resources into Lemon Grove. I have the endorsements of the Lemon Grove firefighters, our local AFSCME 127, who are our public works team. I have East County Chamber of Commerce, the San Diego and Imperial County Labor Council, the San Diego County Democratic Party, U.S. Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs, Senate Pro Tem Emeritus Tony Atkins, State Senate Assemblymember Akilah Weber. But my most precious endorsements are, like Liana, the community members, and they spoke with their money. My most proud donations are those $10 donations that came from seniors on fixed incomes who believe in what I can achieve and believe that I can achieve change and progress for Lemon Grove. I am the polisher for this town. I know I can get things done because I have a proven track record of taking on huge challenges, even national challenges. And I've won substantial awards for the work that I've done in the areas of housing, consumer protection, and I will continue to do that for my community. That's why I signed up for this. After doing all of that work, I was like, I should be doing this for the community that I live in. And so I am here and proud and ready to run for this special position. I am what we need for progress. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Councilmember Snow. And I really want to thank all of you for participating tonight. It's obvious that we have some very qualified and experienced candidates, each with their own strengths and ideas to bring to the table. And it's so important for voters to be able to see and hear from their candidates. So thanks to all of you. And please, listeners, remember to vote and check your mailbox for your ballots that should be in the mail. And for our Lemon Grove voters, we also just hosted a forum for the candidates running for the Lemon Grove City Council. You'll be able to find both videos and write-ups on the Lemon Grove mayoral and city council races on our website at eastcountymagazine.org. And if you check our politics section, we've also got information on many of the other top races across East County and the San Diego region. Thanks for listening to the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.
A free press is the foundation of our democracy. KNSJ Radio is dedicated to providing nonprofit news in the public interest, not special interests. We rely on your support to continue bringing you important stories from San Diego and East County that you won't hear anywhere else. Please make a generous donation at knsj.org to sustain KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.
With the election 6 weeks away, concern is building about attempts to intimidate voters at the polls, so lawmakers are taking action at the state and federal levels. On Tuesday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Peace Act, which makes California the first state in the nation to state explicitly that open carrying a gun in or near a polling place constitutes illegal harassment. Sean Morales Doyle is director of the Voting Rights Program for the nonprofit Brennan Center for Justice.
It represents some really common sense principles. All voters, all election workers should be able to participate and run our democracy free from intimidation. And visible guns around our elections are intimidating.
A recent survey of election workers from the Brennan Center found that 40% report being subject to threats, abuse, or harassment. On Wednesday, California Senator Alex Padilla introduced a bill to ban open carry of firearms in polling places nationwide, noting the country has a long history of scare tactics on Election Day.
There's individuals out there stoked by partisan rhetoric and false narratives about election fraud that have taken it upon themselves to either discourage at a minimum or sometimes outright intimidate people into not letting their voice be heard in the democratic process.
Both political parties plan to have poll watchers present this year. The Brennan Center has set up a hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE for people to report any efforts to intimidate voters or election workers. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. During this contentious election season, people may think that rural and urban voters are hopelessly divided, but experts say that is largely a myth. The USC Sol Price School of Public Policy is hosting a webinar on understanding rural voters. USC Professor Elizabeth Currid-Halkett says urban and rural voters actually have quite a bit in common.
Their values are very much aligned on the basics. We all care about the environment. We care about our families. We hope for a better future for our country. We believe in democracy.
The University of Chicago's General Social Survey found that rural and urban Americans share the same basic values when it comes to their belief in God, environmentalism, and social policy. But she says you'd never know that from the false stereotypes that permeate cable news and talk radio. Currid-Halkett says most high-quality journalism these days is hidden behind paywalls, making it hard to access for the average voter.
If we had easier access to understand varying political perspectives, we might, one, realize we aren't so divided, and two, we might get a sense of why people think differently than us. But it's very hard to do that in the current way we get media.
The webinar will also feature speakers from Colby College, the Center for Sustainable Development, the Brookings Institution, and the UNRRA Institute of Politics at USC Dornsife. Registration is open on the USC Price School website. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This concludes today's edition of the East County Magazine radio show. We extend our appreciation to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Corey Clement, Giovanni Galicia and the Smashing Beats, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, AK Jewel, Brian Bueco, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, Kevin McLeod, April's Dance from the Smart Sound Solo Simplicity Collection, Turco, Nomads of the Silk Road, Blues 3 Music, and Pond 5. If you would like to underwrite or sponsor the East County Magazine radio show or get involved as a volunteer on our public interest news show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. We'll be back soon with another edition of the East County Magazine radio show.
Our East County Magazine radio show needs volunteers, and so does our award-winning news website at eastcountymagazine.org. If you would like to help write scripts, learn reporting skills, research topics for our news team, or have an on-air voice to be the media, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org or call 619-698-7617.